Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming. I'm your host, Natalie Green, and I'm so happy to have you here today. For this week's episode, I wanted to talk about the comparison game. It's a game that's not so fun, and I know that I've found myself playing it many a time, and I'm sure that you probably have too. I think all of us have. And so I wanted to discuss the comparison game and how we can stop playing it. But before we jump right into that, we'll begin as we always do with what I've been into and what I've been up to. What I've been into. So the birds have been chirping outside of my apartment so early in the morning recently. I do not know what it is. I mean, I know it's spring, but the other day the birds woke me up chirping at 1 in the morning. Literally 1 in the morning. I know for a fact it was 1 in the morning because I checked my phone to see what time it was, and it was 1 in the morning. So I downloaded the app Better Sleep, and obviously, and of course, this is not sponsored as always, but I downloaded the app so that I could play a fan noise even louder. I have 2 fans running in my room already. It's the window fan and a ceiling fan. Still not loud enough to drown out those birds. So I downloaded this app and I play a fan noise really loudly and it blocks the birds out completely. So that is what I've been into, is this Better Sleep app. It's free. And if you need some noise cancellation, like they have white noise and things like that, so worth it. That's what I've been into, the Better Sleep app. What I've been up to this weekend was Miss Gina's birthday. We got to celebrate. We did a fun little booze cruise and then went out and had dinner and dancing. And it was such a wonderful time to celebrate Miss Gina and just getting to hang out with her friends, which are all very nice people. It was such a good time. So shout out to Gina. Happy birthday. Also, it was Miss Cece's birthday this week. So shout out to Cece. But anyways, that is what we've been up to. Now, jumping right in, spring is upon us and summer is right around the corner. This is such a wonderful time with great weather, the warm sun on our skin, and usually the clothing becoming more revealing. There's nothing wrong with that. I myself love a mini skirt or skort, definitely a big skort fan these days. But what I'm trying to frame here is that we might be seeing a lot more of people's bodies. And if you're anything like me, it can lead to the comparison game in my head. I'm not going to talk poorly about my body, and no one else should talk poorly about theirs either. But seeing these beautiful women on social media in their bikinis or perfect outfits with their seemingly perfect bodies, it can be hard not to compare yourself. But the comparison game goes so much farther than just physical looks. Honestly, it's the low-hanging fruit, the easiest thing to look at and compare yourself to. Social media gives you a seemingly clear window into people's lives, showing how wonderful things are. Maybe they have more money than you. Maybe they can afford to go on more trips than you. Maybe they're already married with kids and that's what you want. Maybe their business is booming and yours isn't. Maybe they have a stunning partner and you're still looking for yours. The list can go on and on. There is always going to be someone out there who is more than us, who is smarter than us, who has a seemingly better life than us. And seeing it up close, either on social media or in real life, can sometimes sting. You might find yourself falling into what I like to call the comparison game. The comparison game is when we find ourselves looking at what someone else has. Let's use their career success as an example. And we think to ourselves, wow, they're so successful and I'm not. I must not be as good at my job, or I must not be as smart as they are. We make ourselves feel inadequate based on the success of others. And usually this self-teardown doesn't stop there. It begins to spiral and can honestly ruin our mood for the whole day and throw off our energies. You feel like you fall short in one area of your life, and this can make you think of all of the other ways that you might think that you fall short. It's a snowball effect of negativity. I am no stranger to the comparison game. I've played it many a time, and I know that all of us have. even the most secure person you know was at one point a teenager, and if they never play the comparison game now, I promise you they did when they were a teenager. But let's talk about ways to stop playing this comparison game, which we all know isn't a very fun game at all. Let's work on changing that scarcity mindset. In this context, a scarcity mindset would be the mindset that there is not enough of something or resources, so you focus on that scarcity and the need to conserve whatever that thing is. It's the idea that there isn't enough to go around. This mindset can cause anxiety or stress in situations when there really doesn't need to be any. But I have a personal example of this scarcity mindset, and it was actually with the podcast. When I first started recording the podcast, I didn't really want to listen to many other podcasters because I had this crazy mindset that if I listened to and suggested other people's podcasts, there would be less people to listen to mine. I have no idea where this thought came into my head, but once I took a second to step back and look at this way of thinking, because I could feel that something was off by the way that my brain reacted whenever people would recommend other podcasts to me. The way my brain reacted was like alarm bells saying, no, don't give support to that other podcast, then theirs will grow and yours won't. Now, I knew I needed to look into this because that was a weird feeling for me. It just felt uneasy and guarded. When I realized it was coming from a scarcity mindset, I reminded myself that this way of thinking made no sense. Just because I listen to someone else's podcast doesn't take anything away from my own. I personally listen to 3 different podcasts every day. There are enough people who listen to podcasts in the world to also support yours. This also ties into one of my favorite sayings that stares the scarcity mindset in the face, and that is, a rising tide raises all ships. So, if you find yourself comparing yourself to the success of someone at work and you start feeling bad about yourself, remind yourself that their success actually betters everyone. Like when someone in a class is really smart, it can better the whole class because that person might ask questions that get the teacher to provide even more information, or perhaps they bring a new way of thinking to a subject that makes it easier to understand. The rising tide raises all ships. That person's intelligence or success benefits all. We can also remind ourselves that we have all had different experiences, and that is not only what makes us unique to who we are, but it also clearly sets us at different points than others. No one else was born into the exact same life as you are in. Not even your siblings, because while you share parents, you don't have an identical genetic makeup. Even if you're twins, you have different brain chemistry. We are all individuals living very different lives, making very different choices, and living with events and choices that we don't even get to make sometimes. All of these factors, where you were born, your parents, your childhood, your schooling, those involved in your life, an innumerable amount of factors played a part into where you are today and where that other person is today. Try to remind yourself that we each face hardships in different circumstances in our lives that also have a great impact on our life. But I also don't want this to seem like you can just blame the fact that someone is making more money than you on your past. We aren't playing the comparison game, and we aren't playing the blame game either. We are simply understanding and reminding ourselves that each life has different events and factors that impact the outcomes we see. Honing in on social media for a second, because this can be a big trigger for the comparison game. The easiest way to stop playing the game is to log off, even if only for a little bit. If I find myself comparing myself to others on Instagram or TikTok, I think, oh, That's enough Instagram for now. I am not playing this game. This helps pull you out of the comparison thinking and can keep you from falling into that spiral. It is also so vital to remember that social media is only a highlight reel. People are only sharing the good and great in their lives on social media, not the not so great and the kinda or really bad. You see people post about their vacations or their promotions, not that they ate a whole sleeve of Oreos or had a big breakout. It's okay that we only post the highlights. We want to share good things. It's completely natural. But as social media has become such a normal part of our everyday life, it can be easy to forget that these posts and events aren't necessarily these people's everyday lives. And even if they are, you best believe they are spruced up and edited. Even those day in my life or what I eat in a day videos, those influencers are tidying up their rooms and editing out those not so flattering clips. Last thing on social media. When you feel that comparison game coming on, you know it can feel yucky, as it is oftentimes, if not always, accompanied by jealousy. We see that girl with the perfect body and we're jealous, or we see that person get the promotion and we get jealous. But 9 times out of 10, when you're following someone on social media, it's because you know and like them or you like their content. So try to change that jealousy to support. Going back to the earlier idea of changing that scarcity mindset, remind yourself that just because she looks great in a bikini doesn't mean that you don't. And just because they got a promotion doesn't mean that you can't. So support them. And if you realize that you actually don't want to support that person, unfollow them. There is no reason for you to be following someone that you don't like and don't want to support. Switch that jealousy into support and unfollow those that you don't want to support. On this same train of thinking, if you see someone living the life that you want to live, be inspired by it. Be inspired to work for that promotion, to save up for those fun trips, to go to the gym 5 days a week. You might even consider reaching out and asking how they were able to succeed. Be inspired by their success to achieve that too, if that's what you truly desire. But understand if that is what you truly want. Make sure you aren't just wanting it because someone else has it. If it is what you truly want, a rising tide raises all ships. So there is plenty of room at the table for you to succeed as well. Lastly, and this is some tough love, but I think a pretty good reminder, there will always, and I mean always, be someone prettier, smarter, more successful, funnier, etc. You might not know them, you may never meet them, but they're out there. Does that hold you back? No. Do you see it holding back the people who you are comparing yourself to? No, because they also know that there is someone prettier or smarter or funnier than they are, but they're still succeeding. Don't get bogged down in the comparison game. Don't let that hold you back. And also, your looks are the least interesting thing about you. I'll say that again for the people in the back. Your looks are the least interesting thing about you. Your brain, your ideas, your beliefs, your truths are what make you you, what make those around you love you. So focus less on comparing yourself to others because they're not you. They're not made up of what makes you you. Only you are. That's literally what makes you you. So when you find yourself starting to play this very not fun comparison game, going over those tips and tricks I just shared. 1, work on changing that scarcity mindset. There's enough for everyone, and a rising tide raises all ships. So support others because their success helps everyone, and be inspired by what you see them doing. If that's what you want, go out there and get it too. Even though your life is completely different than theirs in some way, shape, or form, you can achieve your desires if that is what you truly want and you're willing to put the work in. be inspired when you see other people's success. Don't be afraid to ask them how they got there, because oftentimes people who are very successful are very happy to share their secret sauce and how they were able to attain that success and their dreams. Lastly, don't be afraid to log out of Instagram on those days when that jealousy or comparison bug is in your ear. Just log off, take a break. You don't want to get trapped in that spiral, and it's just not fun. Remember, it's a highlight reel. This isn't their day-to-day, but support those that you love and unfollow those that you don't love or don't want to support. And all in all, try to not play the comparison game. It's not benefiting you. It's not benefiting anyone. Not such a fun game after all. With that, I will end with a quote from Evan Rauch, R-A-U-C-H. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. But he said, "Other people's lives seem better than yours because you're comparing their director's cuts with your behind the scenes." Now with that, I thank you so much for listening. Please like, share, and leave a review if you liked this week's episode topic. I hope you have a wonderful week and keep consciously blooming into your best self.